Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to some thoughts on e-learning. Today I want to talk about affiliate programs and e-learning, and I want to talk about how to get started. So let's just think about it. What are the benefits? Well, first of all, becoming a member of affiliate programs can lead to new revenue, and that's for like e-learning programs. And the positive thing is it can be very, very easy to get started. It can also be complex, but it's up to you. You can choose. So a well-planned approach will succeed, whether it's complicated or, as I like to do it, delightfully simple. So how does the new revenue actually occur? It comes in through increased traffic to your website, but that also is just sort of a simplistic way to look at it. Yes, you're building traffic, but you're also encouraging a deeper understanding of your programs and also showing students how to have better and more effective behaviors. You enhance student loyalty, end up with better student performance, and finally, you have the opportunity to establish productive alliances with currently enrolled students and alumni. So let's say, how do we get started? Well, the first step is planning, of course. So develop a clear vision of what you are, who your clients are now, and who they are likely to be in the future. So just make a list. List their goals, needs, desired outcomes, and start thinking of how your e-learning products and services may help them in more than one way. If your e-learning programs are not object-oriented, start thinking of ways to break down or unbundle your courses and your e-products so that images, text files, MP3s, MPEGs, etc. are available separately. So you're thinking, well, why and how? Well, for example, if you have a PowerPoint as an instructional material, it will contain MPEGs, WAV files, text, etc. Well, so in that case, just unbundle the elements and make them available separately. Why? Because then your student can access and play the material and access the material in the way that really reflects his or her real life situation. Step 2. Identify the affiliate program that is right for you. I recommend starting with an easy-to-use affiliate program that functions as an aggregator. So that's like Amazon, Commission Junction, Google AdSense. And granted, you'll earn commissions at a lower rate than if you affiliate directly with each individual entity, but your life will be simplified. So after you test the waters and find which products and services perform best for you, you can then explore embarking on a one-on-one relationship with the affiliate that makes sense. Step 3. Evaluate and determine the technology products needed for student success. I think an easy way to start is just to look at the technology products, link to ideal configurations, provide explanations about each technology product can be best used in conjunction with your e-learning product. And the best idea here is to show how to play your unbundled content. So by buying the most appropriate player, the student will be able to align their real-life conditions with content delivery systems, and it'll work in an optimal way. Text files. Think of browsers, smartphones. Think of like basically of text files, graphics, MP3, media, multimedia, and you know you can look at smartphones, look at Creative Zen players, different kinds of players, iPods, etc. Look at desktops, even laptops, tablets, you know, lots of things. Even an Xbox 360. But again, be sure to provide guidance and to indicate how to best use the products. Step 4, information and support services. Here's a place to help your students go to get reliable information that they will need to do their papers, their thesis, whatever. Also, you can link to e-journals, to text, to tutoring services, plagiarism software, and just think about how students will obtain the journal articles they need, and then think about how you can save them a few steps, you know, a few clicks, a few dollars. But, okay, word of warning, be sure to thoroughly check out the products and services recommended. Okay, finally, step 5, career planning and placement. Most students are interested in this, and this is a good way to create loyalty and have people coming back even after they graduate. So Monster.com and other placement services are useful. But again, a word of warning. It could be disappointing for everyone involved if you do not accompany this recommendation or the link with a number of supporting guides, links to writing resumes, engaging in an effective job search, etc. So those are just a few thoughts and ideas. Let me know if you have any questions. This is Susan Smith Nash, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.